Grace, mercy, and peace come to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let's be honest. Let's not beat around the bush. Let's admit it. Let's face it. We are all going to die someday. There is no getting around that fact. Today makes it perfectly clear. Even Jesus himself, the very Son of God, yet fully human, could not escape death. The innocent one was suffering for the sins of the guilty. The Creator was dying for the sins of the creation. The Son of God was bleeding his and shedding his blood for the transgressions that we committed against his own majesty. He went to the cross on this day. He suffered enormous pain. His head and his side bled. His feet and his hands were nailed to the cross beams. There was nothing pretty about this type of death. It was gory and gruesome. And yet, people came. People came to witness this spectacle. People came to face the cross, to face Jesus. Some came to hurl insults at Jesus. He saved others, let him save himself. If he is the King of God, if he is the King of Israel, let him come down now from the cross, and we will then believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now, if he desires him. For he said, I am the Son of God. Can't you imagine them shaking their heads in disgust or disappointment? Now others, well, they watch from a distance to pay their respect, as it seems. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the Younger, and Joseph, and Solomon. Can't you imagine them all standing to the side with their heads bowed in reverence? Then came the centurion who stood facing Jesus, who saw that in this way he breathed his last and proclaimed in all certainty, truly, this man was the Son of God. We get the scene from this passionate narrative that the centurion had his eyes fixed on Jesus, and that he was aware that all had happened that day to Jesus, leading up to his last breath. And it was this compilation of events and circumstances that led the centurion to make this statement of faith. There are those who faced Jesus with scorn. There are those who could not face Jesus with shame. And then there are those, like the centurion, who faced Jesus and saw the truth. Truly, this man was the Son of God. In the face of Jesus, who are you today? How are you facing the cross of Christ? And how are you facing death that you see there? We may be quick to say that we are never like the scoffers who face the cross of Christ and his death with little respect or regard. But in many ways, we do act like them from time to time. We don't always give the cross of Christ the respect that it deserves, especially when it comes to considering it more, the cross, more as a fashion statement instead of an icon of faith. We don't always respect the name of our Lord, especially when we use his name in vain. And we don't always acknowledge with all of our hearts the depth of the sacrifice that Christ made for us on the cross. For all of these sins, we come to the cross today to confess our disobedience. Are you like the woman, the women that stood at distance? Oh, they were reverent to be be sure, but they were afraid to come close to the cross. Do we sometimes act like that as well? Do we hold back from fully experiencing what the cross means to us? Are we often afraid to face it head on, what Christ did for us through his death? Are we afraid to be seen revering our Lord in the light of day and in the midst of others? For these sins, we come to the cross today confessing our reticence. How can we be more like the centurion today, who took all of the events of this holy day in with his eyes wide open and came to face the cross of Christ and declare for all to hear, truly, this man was the Son of God? Let's be honest. Let's not beat around the bush. Let's admit it. Let's face it. Our call from God is to look straight at the cross and right at our Savior and confess him today as our Lord and Savior. When we come out of the shadows and put our full attention on the cross of Christ, we come to see what the snake-bitten Israelites from long ago saw. Well, they looked up at a snake that Moses lifted up on a pole by God's command that cured them of their wounds so that they would not die. We look to the cross and face death there. The Son of God lifted up on a pole and realize that by the cross, the wounds of our sins are healed and our lives are restored in Christ Jesus. We know when we witness this scene in all of its gore and glory that we do not need to fear death anymore. Christ's death has taken away the sting, the bite of death, and cured us of the death-inducing disease of sin. We no longer need to shake our heads in disappointment or disbelief. We have witnessed a miracle on the cross. And that miracle makes us want to stand up and to lift up our heads and say, truly, truly, I am free. I am free from the power of death forevermore. And that relationship helps us as we face the inevitability of death in this sin-sick world. Yes, loved ones will die, and we must face that fact. Yes, we will die someday. That is true. But there is a greater truth. The truth of the cross that supersedes all other truths. We no longer have to wallow in sorrow when we have a loved one who dies. We're sad for a time, but we know that the truth of heaven awaits us. We know that we will one day be together with them in paradise above, facing our Savior who was lifted high, surrounded by all the believers, not on the cross, but on the throne. All believers who have faced death and triumphed, and are singing his praises forevermore. So yeah, let's be honest. Let's not beat around the bush. Let's admit it. Let's face it. That this is the vision that we see through the eyes of faith. When we look at the cross this day, and when we say with the centurion, truly, this man was the Son of God. So say it with me. Hear it out. Say it with me. Truly, this man was the Son of God. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever.